I think that there are another set of consequences to being diagnosed. I think sometimes it's an enormous relief. I think that there are some people who suffer from a set of experiences which are uncomfortable, disquieting. Perhaps they involve an occasional sort of immunity to pleasure, a feeling that one isn't thinking too well from time to time, an inability to engage in personal contact with others, ambivalence. You'd recognize the context in which I'm making the statement. Now, I think to say to such a person, look, we're not talking about some defect of your whole life or your whole character. Equally, we're not talking about some conflict in your marriage or whatever. What you have, and I've said this from time to time, what you have is an illness. It's rather like diabetes. It's called schizophrenia. At the moment, it's incurable. These are the signs by which you can recognize when these things are happening to you. And when this happens, here are some places where you can go for expert advice and help. You'll get that help. You may be hospitalized for a couple of days while somebody organizes some medication for you. You'll be back at work within a short time thereafter. Incidentally, here are some ways that we might be able to help you to recognize and control these behaviors, things that you can do yourself, and indeed to use this experience perhaps in a creative fashion. Now, I think those things are also consequences of psychiatric diagnosis.
Well, without wanting to appear too contentious, I want to answer that, because that, what you have outlined, are, I would say, the idealistic, purely romantic consequences. The factual consequences are, I think, more often than not the ones I have stated. And let me mention one specific example, which is, I think, a fair example, and then let me pose a kind of a funny question. Just exactly how much mental illnesses like diabetes was very beautifully demonstrated just a few years ago in America. And in fact, the man on whom it was demonstrated claimed that it was just like any other illness. He lied about it. And after it was revealed, against his extreme efforts to disguise it, he claimed he was going to go on a nationwide tour to explain to people how mental illness is like any other illness, which of course he didn't do. Here I can name a personal name, because this is all public, in the public record, but Senator Eagleton, who was a vice presidential candidate with Senator McGovern a few years ago, was in a mental hospital, supposedly he had depression, he had electric shock, he lied about the whole thing, the press uncovered it, and he was immediately totally disqualified. I think that's a representative example of a psychiatric diagnosis. If he had had hypertension, he would still be vice president. Mr. Mondale has hypertension, and the press reported that. That did not disqualify him. That's the difference between hypertension and a psychiatric diagnosis. And my theoretical question would be, supposing that some pilot for Qantas goes to a psychiatrist, and that's found out, is that going to help him or hurt him? This question highlights what I have tried to explain earlier. This illustrates and highlights the extent and the way in which medicine, and in particular psychiatry, are religions, and in particular state religions, in which the state determines what is a true faith, and everything else which is not a true faith is a heresy which is going to be outlawed. And the British Medical Association, in its supreme wisdom, apparently knows that certain chemicals or electric shock or hospitalization are the correct remedies, and that primal scream therapy or something else, or Reichian therapy, is not. This is very much like the Pope or the Vatican in its earlier days trying to forbid Protestantism.
You've also criticized the medical model for behavior, and criticized the fact that doctors may, in fact, in many ways, be the least suited people to deal with the problems that arise out of the set of behaviors that in the past have been called psychotic disorders. But I still am left with this fundamental problem about your unwillingness to concede compassion, in a way, to people who are in the grip of something for which most people feel that they need help.